Another issue that we talked about at the meeting that really has been fascinating to me over the years, and sort of sticking with the topic of ovarian cancer, is a new agent that's not approved right now, but from what I keep seeing, and Dr. Beer again presented information on this, this is the antibody drug conjugate mirvetuximab. Can you talk a little bit about what your understanding about this agent is, how it works, what the efficacy tolerability is? I don't know if you maybe had patients on it.
Yeah, it's a very exciting agent. It's a, as you said, it's an antibody drug conjugate to the folate receptor. The folate receptor is overexpressed on ovarian cancer cells, for the most part not present on normal cells. And the same company that made T-DM1 has now made a sort of similar antibody drug conjugate to this folate receptor. It's active particularly in second and third line. We have opened at our site, and it's really around the world, a randomized phase 3 trial of doing it versus physician's choice chemotherapy. I'm excited about it. There was some initial concerns about eye toxicity, but with some steroid drops and some tweaking of the doses, that really is not a problem to any degree. So I think this is one of the most exciting agents in development right now.
Sorry, did you say you've had patients on it?
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Have you had any patients that had responses that you thought were clinically meaningful?
It's too early to tell. I haven't had one yet. It's too early. We're just getting started.
And the ophthalmologic issue, what's your view on that? It's what, like a keratitis or what is?
Yeah, it's a class effect. And with steroid drops, really doesn't seem to be a problem. It's scary because our vision is so important, but it's mild. And I always emphasize that it's completely reversible.
Any thoughts about whether you think this is going to come into practice? I mean, based on what you've read and seen, is it something you would like to use or do we need more data?
Yeah, so I always say this. I say we're at dusk in the angiogenesis world. It's the middle of the day for PARPs. It's the morning of immunotherapy, and antibody drug conjugates are tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I mean, actually, TDM1 that you were talking about in breast cancer, brentuximab vedotin in lymphomas, particularly Hodgkin lymphoma, they are happening now. They're benefiting patients. But I guess when I first heard about these things, I thought they're going to be a lot more.
Yeah, so in ovarian cancer I'm talking about.
So, sure, absolutely.
So, yeah, just in ovarian cancer. We're coming to the end of angiogenesis. We're in PARP now, but immunotherapy is coming. We just don't have a lot of data on antibody drug conjugates. There's another one made by Bayer against mesothelin. So there are some rational tumor antigens, and we'll get there. Like you said, the paradigm is here. The technology is developed. I just think that we need the data to mature.